If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little dose of ancient wisdom. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all deal with: anger. Ever felt that fiery ball of frustration building up inside you, threatening to explode? You know that feeling when everything just seems unfair and all you want to do is yell at the top of your lungs? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Anger isn't our enemy, it's a signal, a powerful emotion telling us something needs attention. Our job isn't to suppress it or pretend it doesn't exist, but to understand it, manage it, and turn it into something constructive. Think of anger as that annoying alarm clock. It can be super irritating at first, but without it, you might sleep through a major opportunity or even miss danger altogether. So how do we tame this fiery beast? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you manage your anger and cultivate a calmer, more centered you. First off, awareness is your superpower. Pay attention to what triggers your anger. Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Once you know your triggers, you can start taking steps to avoid them or prepare yourself mentally for those tough moments. It's like knowing which foods give you an upset stomach, you wouldn't just keep eating them, right? Same with anger triggers. Second, breathe, my friend. Seriously, take a deep breath. When anger starts creeping in, take a few slow, deliberate breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can calm your nervous system and give you a moment to pause before reacting impulsively. Think of it like hitting the pause button on a runaway train. You need that moment to regain control. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. Anger often stems from irrational or exaggerated beliefs. When you catch yourself thinking things like, "This is the worst day ever," or "Everyone's out to get me," stop and ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence supports this thought?" Often, when we examine our thoughts more closely, they don't hold up to scrutiny. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes literally. Imagine how the other person might be feeling, what they are going through. This can help you understand their perspective and reduce your anger towards them. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and sometimes a little understanding goes a long way. Finally, find healthy outlets for your anger. Exercise, listen to music, write in a journal, spend time in nature, whatever helps you release that pent-up energy constructively. Bottling up anger only leads to bigger explosions down the line. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, your boss just emailed you another urgent task, and your phone is dead. Suddenly, the person in front of you slams on their brakes for no apparent reason. Your blood pressure starts rising, you feel that familiar heat creeping up your neck, and you're ready to unleash a verbal storm. Instead of letting anger take over, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is temporary. Traffic jams always end eventually. You can't control the other driver's actions, but you can control your reaction. Now here's where empathy comes in. Imagine they have a sick child at home, or maybe they're rushing to be with a loved one who's just had surgery. Their sudden break might stem from something completely unrelated to you and their frustration. Try shifting your perspective, see if you can find a little compassion for the situation. Even a small act of understanding can change your entire emotional experience. You'll likely feel calmer, less angry, and even more connected to humanity. So remember, anger is a normal human emotion, but it doesn't have to control us. By practicing awareness, breathing exercises, challenging negative thoughts, cultivating empathy, and finding healthy outlets for our frustration, we can turn anger from a destructive force into a catalyst for growth and self-improvement. Now, go out there and rock your day, one mindful breath at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's build a community of calm and resilience together. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.